Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 10th of December 2023. Equity markets recorded another positive week as the strong end to the year continues, US equities recording their sixth straight week of gains and reaching their highest levels so far this year. The US economy added 199,000 jobs in November, slightly more than expected, with the unemployment rate falling to a four-month low of 3.7%. Job openings in October fell for the third straight month to the lowest level since March 2021. And whilst on a clear downturn, the number of job openings remains above the 2019 pre-pandemic average. At 8.7 million, it still exceeds the 6.5 million unemployed workers. Meanwhile, the number of people leaving their jobs held steady, also suggesting a softening labour market. This indicator has historically led wage growth, and with the latest data being the lowest in almost 2 years, it points to slower wage increases ahead. Ratings agency Moody's cut its outlook on China's government debt from stable to negative, citing concerns with an economic slowdown and property crisis. The agency said that expected support for local government and other state-owned enterprises presented broad downside risks to China's fiscal, economic, and institutional strength. They also stated that absorbing even some of these liabilities would be accompanied by material costs, which would undermine China's fiscal strength and potentially its creditworthiness. Over the week, US equities etched out a 0.2% gain, with US technology rising 0.7%. European equities advanced for a fourth consecutive week, ending 1.3% higher, and UK equities added 0.3%. Japan's stock markets lost ground over the week, falling 3.4%, as speculation about Bank of Japan policy normalization saw the yen strengthened against the US dollar to its highest level in nearly 4 months. Chinese equities fell 2% after the credit downgrade on China's sovereign debt by Moody's underscored worries about its economic outlook. The data on US job openings seemed to drive a continued decrease in long-term interest rates over much of the week, with the yield on the benchmark 10-year US Treasury bond hitting a low of 4.10 on Thursday. European government bond yields also broadly ended lower as comments by some European Central Bank policymakers fueled hopes that rate reductions could come sometime in the first half of 2024. The yield on the benchmark 10-year German bond slid toward its lowest level so far this year. In the UK, the 10-year government bond yield fell to below 4% for the first time since mid-May on expectations that the Bank of England could start cutting borrowing costs also by mid-2024. The price of US crude oil slipped below $70 per barrel on Wednesday to the lowest level in more than 5 months. Despite the announced output cuts from OPEC, slower growth in China and rising oil production in the US have helped push prices for WTI down around $70. For perspective, US crude exports averaged 4 million barrels per day so far this year, an all-time high and up 19% from last year. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening, and for further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.